Somebody who uses money in Ma'aser Sheni to buy water or salt. It's not allowed to buy water or salt with the money of Ma'aser Sheni, as Chazal learned out from a pasuk with the klal prat uklal, that the money of Ma'aser Sheni has to be used to buy produce that grew from the ground. Now, even though we had previously that you can use the money of Ma'aser Sheni to buy behemoths with it, even though obviously behemoths don't grow from the ground, but since behemoths get their sustenance from things that grow from the ground, behemoths are included in things that grow from the ground. But water or salt, obviously, don't grow from the ground. So therefore, you're not allowed to use your money of Ma'aser Sheni to buy water or salt. And if you do so, the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni will not be transferred from the money onto the water or salt. Because even though normally, when you buy produce with your money of Ma'aser Sheni, the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni is transferred from the money onto the produce that you buy. But when you buy water or salt, the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni will not be transferred onto the water or salt. So therefore, the money will continue to have Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni, while the water or salt will not. Or somebody who does buy fruit with his money of Ma'aser Sheni, but the fruit is still attached to the ground, it has not yet been picked from the ground. And Chazal learned out from the pasuk that you cannot use your Ma'aser Sheni to buy produce that's still attached to the ground. So in this case as well, the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni will not be transferred from the money onto the fruit. Or the person uses his money of Ma'aser Sheni to buy fruit that will not last until you reach Yerushalayim. And the whole idea of Ma'aser Sheni is to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Now, if you use your money of Ma'aser Sheni to buy fruit that is very ripe and will soon spoil, and it will be rotten by the time you get to Yerushalayim, in such a case as well, the money of Ma'aser Sheni will continue to have Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni and not the fruit. And the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni will not be transferred from the money onto the fruit in this case as well, since the fruit will not last until you reach Yerushalayim. So instead, that money continues to have Kedusha, and the money has to be used to buy other produce that you'll eat in Yerushalayim. Halotach peiro shogeg yachzru domin l'makoma. Somebody who mistakenly buys fruit with money of Ma'aser Sheni, as he didn't realize that the money he is using to buy the fruit has Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni, and he bought fruit with it. And he's regretful that he did so once he found out that the money that he used is most Ma'aser Sheni, because now he's going to have to lug the fruit to Yerushalayim. Since when he bought the fruit with the money of Ma'aser Sheni, the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni would transfer it onto the fruit, and the fruit will now have to be lugged to Yerushalayim. And he would have preferred to bring the money to Yerushalayim and not the fruit. In such a case, it's considered a mekach toos. And since it's a mekach toos, the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni would not be transferred from the money onto the fruit, and the money will be returned to the buyer, and the buyer will return the fruit to the seller. And since the money continued to have Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni, he simply will bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy produce in Yerushalayim with that money. Mazik. But if the buyer did so deliberately, he knew he was using money on Ma'aser Sheni, and he brought fruit with it anyway, Yalu v'yochlu v'mako. In this case, it's not a mekach toos. So therefore, the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni is transferred onto the fruit, and the buyer has no choice but to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim and eat the fruit in Yerushalayim. As the din is, that whatever you buy with money of Ma'aser Sheni, that produce cannot be redeemed onto money. And the original Ma'aser Sheni can be redeemed onto money, but what you buy with the money of Ma'aser Sheni cannot be redeemed onto money. So therefore, the fruit that he bought with the money of Ma'aser Sheni cannot be redeemed onto money, and he has no choice but to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Then a Mikdash, Yerkabu. And if the person had bought this fruit at a time when the Beis HaMikdash had already been destroyed, therefore, fruit of Ma'aser Sheni cannot be eaten in Yerushalayim either. But after the Beit HaMikdash has been destroyed, Ma'aser Sheni can no longer be eaten even in Yerushalayim. And the din is that if you have Ma'aser Sheni nowadays, you would redeem it onto money, and then you can eat the fruit. But now he can no longer redeem the fruit onto money, since he had bought the fruit with money of Ma'aser Sheni, and fruit that is bought with money of Ma'aser Sheni cannot be redeemed, so he has no choice but to allow the fruit to rot. Somebody who has money in Ma'aser Sheni, and he mistakenly used that money to buy a behemoth with it. He did not realize he was using money in Ma'aser Sheni when he bought the behemoth. Had he realized it was money in Ma'aser Sheni, he never would have bought a behemoth with that money, because now he's going to have to bring the behemoth to Yerushalayim. It's a lot easier to bring the money to Yerushalayim than to bring an animal to Yerushalayim. So the din is yachzru domeh l'makoma. The money is returned to the buyer. This is a mekach toos. Therefore, the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni is not transferred from the money onto the behemoth, and the money is returned to the buyer. The behemoth is returned to the seller, and the buyer can bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy a behemoth with it in Yerushalayim instead of having to bring the behemoth all the way to Jerusalem, maze it. But if the person deliberately bought a behemoth with money in my Kisheni, he knew he was using money in my Kisheni when he bought the behemoth. In such a case, it's not a Mekam Toz at all. So the din is, Tala v'toycha b'makom. He has no choice but to bring the behemoth all the way to Jerusalem and then shecht it in Jerusalem. And since it's not a Mekam Toz, he knew he was using money in my Kisheni. So the Kedusha of my Kisheni is transferred from the money onto the behemoth. So now he has no choice but to bring the behemoth to Jerusalem, and he cannot redeem the behemoth back onto money. And the din is that once you buy something with money in my Kisheni, the produce that you bought or the behemoth that you bought cannot be redeemed onto money. The main mikdash to cover ayat deora. If the person had bought this behemoth with money in my Kisheni at a time where there was no Beit HaMikdash, such as nowadays, in such a case, he can't bring the behemoth to Yerushalayim either. As produce of my Kisheni cannot be eaten even in Yerushalayim nowadays. And he can't redeem the behemoth either, since what is bought with the money of my Kisheni cannot be redeemed. So what should he do? He has no choice but to bury the behemoth after it dies together with its hide, as even its hide would be forbidden. The behemoth has to be buried together with its hide. Even though normally, when you buy a behemoth with money of my Kisheni, the hide is cool, and the hide would not have a din of my Kisheni. This is what we had previously in this parak. But that's only where the butter of the behemoth is mutter. If the flesh of the behemoth is permitted, then we say that the Kedusha of my Kisheni is transferred onto the flesh of the behemoth, not onto the hide. But in this case, the flesh is not permitted either. So therefore, we can't say the Kedusha of my Kisheni is only on the house buster, not on the hide. As both the hide and the buster have the same din, they're both usher. So therefore, the hide and the buster together will have Kedusha of my Kisheni, and it cannot be eaten since there's no longer a Beit HaMikdash, and it can't be redeemed either. So you have no choice but to let the behemoth die and then to bury it together with the tithe.